League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 194. We're back from New York. No more schedule holds up. Everyone freaking put your pitchforks down. We're home, okay?
Honestly, I feel like people have been very understanding, though.
No, I know. A lot of that. I read, like, one bad comment. I'm like, wow, you people are ridiculous.
I was going to say, literally all the comments are like, no problem. I know, we love seeing you together.
It's not fair. It's just the way my brain works.
I know, mine too. But yeah, you guys, if you missed it, we just went to New York to see our billboard in Times Square, because that is somehow something that exists.
We did. I feel like I saw it a lot when I was there.
I did too. Well, so we both stayed like near Times Square. So then I felt like we ended up walking through Times Square a lot. And every time it wasn't like I could walk by and not take a picture. So I feel like I have a picture by it in like every outfit that I wore. And I was looking through, I was like, how many can I post without looking like an asshole?
It's seeming weird.
I know.
Yeah. So to go to New York, we pre-filmed two episodes. And honestly, I'm so glad that that happened, because right before New York was the election results. And I remember texting Lily, I was like, thank God we pre-filmed. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I was like, if I had to sit down right now and talk about TikTok drama with my head, my whole body feels like it's going to explode, and I don't want to talk to anyone and I want to cry. You know, it all worked out. And then New York was like a palate cleanser, and now it's just back to reality. And I feel interesting, one could say.
Yeah, I feel like a little discombobulated. I feel like I need to get my life back together. I had gotten a new laptop right before we had left for New York, and that decided after one day it was going to stop working. So that's been fun, and also contributed to the lateness of two episodes ago, because I was in New York trying to charge this. You guys.
Oh, right.
I have a bone to pick with Apple. They've been really screwing me over.
Well, you didn't order it through Apple. That was what I told
you.
The
laptop came from Apple. It doesn't matter where I bought it from.
You bought it from not Apple. It's a third party. I'm just saying.
Anyway, it wouldn't charge with the
charger. I got the same computer, by the way.
Yes, and she bought it from Apple and hers works. But I have a new one coming today.
Where's it coming from?
Apple. Oh my God. Yeah, no, it was so frustrating though. Like the charger itself didn't work, like the MagSafe one that like snaps on. So then I had to charge it with like the USB-C cords, which works sometimes, occasionally when it wants to. So I would have it plugged in for like 2 hours and it would be like 3%. But then guess what? I don't know if I told you this. The day we were leaving, or like the night before, after we had uploaded, I plugged it in for 10 minutes. And when I opened it, 77%.
What?
I was like,
so now it works.
What do you mean? Like, literally, I hadn't gone above like 18. I was like racing against the clock.
Literally,
Lily
was like,
the whole computer
exporting.
Would just turn
2% left. Like, I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm like, oh, I was on my plane, literally just like fighting for my life with my children, bringing children to New York. Wow. What a journey. No, my kids honestly loved it. I think it was their favorite vacation they've ever had, which is so weird.
Oh.
Noah literally was like, no airplane, stay here. Like, he did not want to leave. And he's never done that. He's always ready to go home. But yeah, it was a great time. It was just hectic. And holy fuck, New York is so expensive. What the hell? I think I need to take out a loan or something after that trip. That was like out of control.
One, I also think I told you, like, I got scammed, I think, by an Uber driver.
Oh yeah, did you fix that?
I didn't look.
Oh my God. See, that doesn't count towards your weird fear of returns that I also share the same fear of. You have to look into that.
I know. It was that we'd like called an Uber and then it was getting there, but then the guy was like, oh, my system's down, I can't do anything. So then he was just like functioning like a cab, but I don't really know what his explanation was. But so then I paid him with my card, but then I got out of the cab because I thought he canceled the Uber, and I got out of the cab and it was like, thank you for riding with someone.
I would have lost it. And let me tell you, those cabs are not cheap. I think our Uber, one of them, because we had to get two cars, was $112.
We didn't go more than 3 miles away. And it was like $70.
Well, because to drive 3 miles in the city, is like 2 hours.
Takes 20 minutes.
Like, what the fuck is going on? But honestly, I had such good food. We saw shows that were great. I saw Suffs. You saw which one?
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. And then we both saw the Rockettes. So, so good. Which was amazing. Mm-hmm.
They just make me feel physically inferior.
The Rockettes?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I was just, I'd be watching.
It looks painful. And they are so slayed for that. And I don't know if you, I know you were up on the mezzanine or something, but we went to the same show and then she was sitting separate with her mom. You didn't hear Emily from downstairs, did you? Literally, no, every time Santa Claus left the stage, she goes, "Where's Santa? Santa? Santa, come back!" I'm like, "Girl, shut up."
Please. Just mid-concert, she goes, "It's a big, beautiful..." what was it? "Oh, did you look at that beautiful Christmas tree?"
You know what I realized recently? Because I took her to, she goes to school with like a mini little preschool that she goes to, and her teacher had decorated for Christmas. And she walks in and she goes, I shit you not, this is exactly how she said it. She goes, "Oh, look at this, a beautiful Christmas tree." And I realize she is imitating my husband. You know, I'm surprised she didn't. It was a journey. So fun.
Something
though.
I noticed during basically any show in New York that I've ever been to, not just this weekend, but like I've gone to a few Broadway shows before. I feel like there's something, I don't know if there's something in the air or if it's the lighting, but I could be wide awake and I am falling asleep at some point in the show. Not because I'm bored or like am not interested, but it's like I physically cannot keep my eyes open.
I did not experience that. And I'm a sleepy girl.
Like Sunset Boulevard, I was thoroughly enjoying it.
Also, but though, I would literally jet like, lag for sure.
I guess. I don't know. But please, if anyone else has that problem, let me know because I felt so just incapacitated.
Yeah, I really liked that stuff show. It was very cathartic experiencing it with the theater of people who were all miserable right along with me. And it was emotional and it was great. It's closing soon. So if you're in New York, watch stuff. It's great. Anyway, we do have a show, right? Yes.
Yes.
No, yeah, we do.
I think so. Yeah.
And this is a topical show, an actual one that's happening in real time. So look at us, right back on the saddle.
We are revisiting another topic we actually just covered because there's been some developments.
There has. I thought that it was only fair that we cover this update with Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan because we recently covered their breakup. And I would say that we're not like the biggest fans of Brianna. I think we have some bones to pick with her. And we kind of just really didn't think that the breakup could be this bad when we were covering it, though. I just want to say, like, we were covering it as if it was like a normal breakup, but we didn't suspect there was any abuse or anything like that.
No, we just thought he, I mean, we proclaimed that we thought he was an asshole. And
oh, that's for sure.
We were like sympathetic towards her. It was like, it sucked that he was putting her through this, but it seemed like he was just like a normal asshole, not an abusive asshole.
But I'm talking more too that we like, we pointed out a lot of the problematic shit she said on her podcast. And I do think that there's a time and a place to talk about things like that. And then we kind of have to separate it right now because at the end of the day, it does seem like she was in an extremely toxic and weirdly abusive relationship with Zach Bryan. And she's come out and talked about that. And I just feel like it's only fair we cover it and just, you know, share her side of things that have happened. For those of you who haven't watched the BFF podcast, but for some reason are watching this podcast, then we'll just, you know, we'll just show you what she said because it's a lot. I was shocked, honestly. Were you shocked?
I guess not necessarily shocked, but just like, oh no. Like, yeah. It's interesting because I think some of the stuff we talked about last time with her being kind of problematic was like her friendship with her friend Grace and how it seemed like she kind of had thrown Grace to the side and focused more on her relationship.
Right.
And it's becoming more clear that that was not just because she wanted to.
Yeah, she wasn't just like, oh, I have a boyfriend like, now, bye. It seemed like she was
exactly,
forced to
it
do
was
that.
Because she was being isolated by Zach Bryan and he was driving a wedge between them. And it seems like a lot of other people in her life.
It's kind of staggered and all over the place. They start off the podcast with actually throwing back to an unaired clip that she had filmed the week before. And we could just play that really quick because I think that she was racking her brain for a hot minute there, considering everything we're gonna talk about with like being offered money to shut the fuck up. Like, I think she was going back and forth with what she even wanted to say. So this is what she had recorded last week, which according to the timeline of everything was when she was still deciding if she was gonna take this hush money from Zach Bryan, which we'll get into in a second.
Did we? Yeah, I was like, we haven't mentioned, but he basically offered her what ended up being $12 million.
To not speak.
Which we'll talk about details in a minute because that is mind-blowing to me. But yeah, to sign an NDA, not talk about their relationship. So she did not sign it and has talked about it quite a bit.
Recorded this episode last week and we didn't put it out, but I gave an explanation video in the beginning for the boys. And I think for everyone to understand, we're going to replay that video and then it's going to cut back to this week's episode where we talk about everything.
Hey guys, I've tried to record this so many times. I sat down for like 5 hours in the podcast room trying to record it. I haven't slept yet. I guess let's just get into it. And if I do cry, I'm embarrassed too. Like I didn't want to do any of this yet. I just wanted to deal with my breakup privately, but that was robbed from me. So here we are. So pretty much after all set, like everything was done, I was approached by his team and I was offered a lot of money, like a big lump sum of money and a few options. Basically, I would have gotten the money over the course of 3 years. I would have had to sign all of my experiences, everything that I am, away to this person. They would have been monitoring everything that I do. And at the end of the 3 years, I'll receive like that big lump sum of money, like throughout the years. I thought about it for a second, and I think they tend to forget, I started to forget, that I was someone, I was established, I was successful before him. I'm gonna be someone, I'm gonna be established, I'm gonna be successful after him. Maybe I'm not gonna be selling out stadiums and fucking making hundreds of millions of dollars. That is, like, I'm all right where I'm at.
I think that it's been, and I don't know too much about it, but I do know he has had other women sign NDAs for money that he's dated, even casually, in the past.
Yeah, I don't think we know any kind of amounts, but she definitely implies that basically she was in the position that she could turn it down, and it wasn't going to be like, how could you possibly do that? But even she says that she did consider it, because she said, like, her family, and, like, it's, like, not just money for her, but then all. Also, she said she basically couldn't live with herself if she did take it, because she would, like, wake up in a house that he paid for then. And it's like him still controlling her life even after
And she talks a little bit about how she went back and forth throughout this time, which is completely understandable. You don't look at $12 million and just be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's not fun to talk about either. So it's not like she's like excited to come out and talk about the alleged abuse that she went through with Zach Bryan. But like, you need to be able to talk about that if you need to. Like, that's your story. And I'm not, I wouldn't have judged her if she took the money, to be honest. $12 million, that's insane.
Absolutely.
But
not.
I understand why she didn't.
Like, you're set for life. I just find it crazy because it's like, yeah, Zach Bryan's very successful, but $12 million? I mean, I guess it was also over the course of 3 years, so maybe he like doesn't have to like have it all just like in his bank account right now.
$4 million a year is a lot, but I do think, I mean, he's touring, he has hugely popular songs. I think that his like net worth online is like 112 million or something. Net worths are really deceiving, and my net worth, if you Google it, is nowhere near what I got. Okay, so take that with a grain of salt. But yeah,
it's also though important to take it into context that like, he's not like Taylor Swift. He doesn't have $1 billion. No. Taking 4 million out of his revenue every year is not like a super like nonchalant, no big deal thing. And he's literally putting forth, like, you have to wonder what he wants her to not talk about that's worth $12 million.
It would have to, like, be worth it, that if she didn't talk about it, it would be basically saving his career to a certain extent. And then this would do the opposite.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's not just for me. It's for anyone else that's been emotionally abused. It's for people right now that are being emotionally abused. It's for people that don't have a support system that I was luckily enough to have going through this. And like, the last year of my life has been like the hardest year of my life, like dealing with the abuse from this dude. And even on last week's episode, I'm still scared right now, because I'm like scared of him still. My brain's rewired. Like, I'm scared to make him mad. And last week I didn't want to talk about it because I was scared. So I was like, yeah, we can just talk about this stuff that's public. And I still said, fuck your money. But it came down to the point of, I'm not the people before, and I was someone before you, and you made the women before me believe that they had no other choice than to take money from you, sign their experiences away, sign what they went through away. You get to go skip off and sing your little fucking songs on stage like you're a good dude. You get to treat people around you like shit. Sorry, I'm not them. I don't want your money. I don't want in 2 years to buy a fucking house and think, oh, this is the money from the dude that literally fucking destroyed me and broke me for a year. Fuck that. Fuck you. I don't want your money. And this isn't like a drama thing for me. This isn't me not signing the NDA or not taking the money because I want to get on here and expose who he is and his secrets and all that shit. I didn't sign the NDA. I didn't take the money because I'm not signing away my experiences and what I went through to protect someone that hurt me. And I'm a lot stronger than a weak man, and I'm not, fuck you, fuck your money, fuck you. That's where I'm at. And that's why I didn't take the money. It didn't have anything to do with the podcast or with anything. I literally, for the last, it feels like it's been months, but I don't know when this, like maybe 2 weeks, I have been so back and forth because the second it happened, I told his team, I have all the texts and everything. The second we broke up, the second he posted that text, I said, fuck you. I don't want your money. Like, I don't want a settlement. I don't know who you think I am, but that's not me. And then it was a back and forth. His team would call me. They gave me all these options.
Hollywood is so fucking weird to me. And like, people who have money are so weird to me, because what do you mean you dated someone, lived with him, thought you were going to end up with him forever? And you're speaking to his team after a breakup.
Literally. Well, and that's the crazy part is, like, it wasn't that long ago that he bought them a house in her hometown. And she said that they used to, like, literally, like, record video diaries for their future children and, like, talk about getting married and having kids. And then he's like, suddenly,
deal with,
like,
my people. Oh. My people will call you.
The fuck do you mean? Well, she goes through, like, the kind of events that led to the breakup, which, I mean, aren't really events. It's just, like, him being fucking weird and, like, totally flip-flopping and giving her the cold shoulder out of nowhere. But it was basically like she went on tour with him for months, and then it was time for her to go on tour, and he was like, I really need to be like home, and I want to say she said like be like still, and just like he wanted to not do anything, and she was like very understanding, and I get that, you were just on tour, you want to like chill and do nothing. But then she goes on her tour and he starts like throwing parties and having like pop-ups for an album or something and like doing all the shit, and then kind of not really talking to her that much and not going to any of her shows, even though she just supported him for months. And then he like breaks up with her out of nowhere, and he's just like, I need you here and you're not here, so goodbye.
It's different if like he's like, been on tour for so long and just wants to be home, but is totally supporting her how he can where he is. Like, that's a different story. If he needs to be home, I get it. You've been on the road for months. But to make her feel guilty is weird.
That's the thing. It's, he was thrilled to have her supporting him, but the second it came to like, oh, you're not in the forefront anymore and you need to be the supportive boyfriend, no, not for him.
That's what, I hate it. But we're always like bringing up like narcissism. But a huge thing with narcissists is not only the love bombing and all the stuff that she's discussed, but like they like to ruin things that are good for you, like special events.
Like, he had really tried to control what I wore or like what I posted. So I went to the Golden Globes and I posted like a carousel of pictures, and he didn't like my dress. He said he didn't want to like date someone that like presents themselves that way. And he unfollowed me. He unfollowed everyone. And when I flew home after the Golden Globes, like, he ruined my night. Anything good I did for me, he made sure to ruin it for me. He ruined my birthday. He ruined my tour. He ruined the Golden Globes. Anything Brianna did for Brianna, he had to ruin it.
Things that are very important to you, they'll be excited for you up until the point that it's happening, and they will find a way to ruin it when it actually happens.
Because they want the attention on them and they want to feel like they're in charge again. So it's like, oh, you're getting too much attention from other people.
Yeah.
No, this isn't happening. I need you to need me instead of like enjoying the attention from other people.
Yeah. She keeps going a little longer.
They started low, then they went up to 10 million, then they went up to 12 million, then they wanted to give me a house, then they wanted to give me a New York apartment, then they wanted to do all these things to make me, I mean, that in itself, $12 million to not talk about this relationship that you posted on Instagram that was so beautiful and you had so much love for me. What the fuck are you hiding, dude? What are you scared of? Like, and also everything that's already on the internet is enough. But I mean, I went through literal narcissistic emotional abuse for a year, and he made me believe everything was my fault. He isolated me for my whole entire life. He wouldn't let me be who I wanted to be. He made me hate everything that I loved about myself. He broke me down and then made me feel like he was all I had left. And he just kept repeatedly beating me down and beating me down, even to the point of like yesterday, or like when I gave you guys the call, when I'm finally standing up for myself and being like, no, fuck you. I don't want to sign this. It's my fault. I'm the bad guy. This is like, you guys are idiots. Barstool is the worst. What I do is diminishing. And
did he call us idiots? Him. I think he's
Bree sent me a text. He's called us all retard. He hates my guts. I ended up, we'll get into it. I ended up like more in the middle of this than I kind of was anticipating. And
I mean, Dave. Please.
Which I gotta say, not the hugest Dave Portnoy fan, aside from Miss Peaches. I love Miss Peaches and his new dog Pete. Love them. They're great. That's really been a redemption arc for him. But this has really been a redemption arc for him as well, I know, for a lot of people, because he's very much been like kind of older brother dad figure, where he's trying to not only give her support during all of this, like moral support, but also he's like gotten involved with the lawyers and really like Dave Portnoy has so much money.
Oh yeah, for sure. If anybody can fight Zach Bryan, it's Dave Portnoy.
Exactly. Sure. So he's even like thrown out like, I'll pay off Brie. She doesn't need your money. Or like they were saying that it would take them a while to wire her certain amounts. And he's like, no, no, Brie, I could do that right now.
Oh my God.
Basically, it's like he knows that side of things. So he can like call bullshit when he sees it.
Well, and it also seems, I mean, regardless of if you think they're all actually BFFs or not, they obviously have to have a close relationship somewhat to do this podcast consistently over the years. And it seems like he knew a lot of shit from behind the scenes that he was holding in. And now he's just like opened the floodgates and the diss tracks have come out and, you know, a lot of shit. Like, it seems like he was waiting on that one.
Well, because he's even said that he was planning on leaving BFFs like at the end of this year. And that I think it's at the end of this podcast.
My plan at the end of the year was to be done with BFFs. Just because I'm getting older, like nearing 50, talking about teenage drama, a little out of my wheelhouse. So we've known this for months and we're like, what's the best way to announce it, end it? This part came up and complicated like the whole thing a little bit, because we recorded the podcast, didn't air it. And the one thing on me, I can't know shit. Like, I just can't know it and not say it. So it's like, well, I can't go back on the pod. I support Bree's decision. I think I've been. So it was a really murky situation. I thought that's how this was ending. I thought I was going to get on and be like, hey, like, I respect their decision. We're not going to talk about the Zach thing, but I can't be on it anymore because I have to talk about it if we're going to do it.
So he was going to remove himself from it. And he said he's just like getting old and like it feels like he should move on. But I think that that's now in the past, because now he's able to just like unload all of the shit he has.
And also, just a side note, this is the most quiet I've ever seen Dave Portnoy. Ever.
Both of the boys.
Yeah. And I really sincerely appreciate that, because it would have driven me mad if it was not the case.
No, I've seen a lot of people point out that like there's certain points that you can see the gears really turning and it clicking for them, like how serious it was. She hasn't come forward about anything physical, but a lot of people have gathered that from a lot of the stuff she said and from the boys' reaction to it. I think the most physical she's talked about is that he like threw and broke her phone, and that he's like thrown shit and like there's been broken glass and stuff. So people have speculated beyond that, but I just think
they understand how serious it is.
Exactly. I was gonna say, it shows that how much they do to some extent feel like supportive and defensive of her as like friends, coworkers, whatever. And it's nice to see that they have her back.
Right, for sure.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our first sponsor, Lumi.
Lumi is a whole body deodorant that is safe to use all over your body. And yes, all over your body. You can put it literally anywhere and it is a lifesaver. My favorite, as we've already discussed, are the deodorant wipes. I take them on vacation, anywhere I go. And believe me, they come in handy, especially when we were in New York and it was hot for some reason.
Literally hotter than it was in California. Yeah, I have found them very useful when traveling, especially, which I feel like for the first time in years, I've been doing a lot of.
All of their products are baking soda free and paraben paraben-free and are clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. And if you want to try out Lumi but you're not sure where to start, their starter pack is perfect for new customers because it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
And as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all products if you use the exclusive code DOWENOW at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine that 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack, which is an amazing deal. So again, that is code DOWENOW for 15% off your order over at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com.
And please support our show and tell them that the girlie sent you.
And thank you so much to Lumi for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. So we'll skip forward a little bit to where Zach's team apparently claims that Dave is extorting them. That's fun. And like, what's a team? What defines a team? Is it just a PR person? Like, I'm so out of touch
with
that.
Well, that's the thing. Because I mean, even when you think about the whole $12 million thing, that's to sign an NDA. And then, like she said, like they have to monitor everything she posts from then on. That's how they enforce the NDA. Otherwise, it's like she could be like saying stuff and they just let her.
They just hire Janet because she loves to do that anyway. She's like, I literally do this for free. Like, let me at him.
No, but like legitimately, I think the team is probably his manager, a lawyer, and like maybe a publicist PR
person. That makes sense.
Or like damage control
person. And he's just directing them, or are they telling him what to do? Like,
I think they're probably telling him what to do and handling it, but like then getting it just like okayed by him. And he sounds like a big fucking baby.
He does. He's so, and he looks like a big baby.
I know, it's very appropriate.
But they stalled and they fucked up because
right. So it was going,
I could have been stupid. Yeah.
It was going super slow, like the back and forth. And when we thought Bree was going to take the money, I'm like, get the money in your account. I don't care about legal shit. I can, they told her at one point they can't wire $5 million or something. It's like, Bree, I can fucking wire you $5 million in 10 minutes. That's bullshit. They're lying. So I'm behind the scenes at some point, and we talked when Josh and I diss tracked, they're like, they're going to try to push this to the election. They're going to like delay, because getting the news cycle. But Austin sent me a text. And we, Josh and I, were not involved in this. Bree really hadn't revealed very little.
Nothing. I was talking to them and my lawyers. That's it. I was trying to, I was playing always like I always did by their rules, by their playbook. I was trying to make Zach happy.
So Austin sends me a text. They're trying to squeeze Bree because of Josh and you, right? Wasn't that what you pretty much said, Austin?
So they show a text on screen and it's, is Austin her manager or is it one of their producer?
Well, that's, he's on the podcast, so I would say producer, question mark?
Yeah, so producer. Yeah. So he texts Dave and says, Zach's legal team called Chris. Oh, Chris is her manager. Zach's legal team called Chris. From what he said, the gist of the call seemed to be kill the diss track or we're going to kill it by squeezing Bree. By the way, we'll get to the diss track later, but Dave and Josh recorded a diss track.
Two
and
diss
honestly,
tracks.
It is.
There's two. I believe two. And then one of them they had to take down because Josh didn't remember that he has a recording deal that doesn't allow him to make other music. So then Dave had to redo it. I'm like, how do you forget that?
Wait, what? I did not hear that.
It's a weird side quest. I don't know if we'll get to it, but yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, because I know that Zach potentially got it taken down for copyright because they use like a sample of his song, basically. They changed
from
the
what
lyrics,
I understand, they
been.
Had to take it down because Josh had a little hiccup there.
Oh, I thought it was just you and Zach. But anyway, it's honestly pretty amazing. But Zach was clearly worried about that, which is hilarious to be worried about a diss track from two people that are not rappers, but sure. Then Dave just goes, can I have their contact info? Austin says, as in Zach's legal team? And he says, yes. Yep, let me ask Chris. As in now they are fucking with the wrong guy.
Well, and that does seem, I mean, it's maybe not by definition extortion, but it does seem like a threat. It seems like if you do that, we're going to push Bree even further.
Exactly. And that's already while they're like, meanwhile, bribing Bree to stay quiet. And it's just, the whole thing is so gross and like also so stupid. Like, he really thought he would get away with all of this?
Yeah.
At least in the diss track. They're like, we can't get to you, so we'll get to you through Bree.
And they found out about the diss track that Josh and I made because of some weird connection between like Warner Music or something, like an engineer. Regardless, I think anyone who knows me pretty well, like Bree, can make her own decisions. I'm not going to have someone tell me, like, you, I have to shut up? Like, I don't even know anything.
I knew that was a bomb when I sent that to you.
I was like, you guys are fucking idiots. Also, like me, I would call Dave and talk about this, like, not even about, like, what really was going on. Just be like, this is a decision I need to make. Is it, like, money or what? What should I do? But Dave didn't know anything. And I tried to explain to them, like, Dave, it's Dave Portnoy. Do you guys not? This is his shtick. This is his thing. If you try to attack him, everything is going to get worse. And they just tried to pin Dave on me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So,
yeah, it was a weird strategy for them to think poking the bear was going to come out positively for them. I keep going back to who the fuck is running this guy's shit, because they need to be gone. Not that I want to give Zach advice on his life, but get rid of whoever's running your shit.
Oh, I had some words with his manager.
After Austin sent me that, must have been Thursday at 4:32 p.m. Because at 4:33, I don't even know how you had... I got the lawyer's number. Who gave
you
the lawyer?
How did you have that?
Yeah. Chris, I can read the text. It's kind of funny.
Not him not knowing how he got it. What do you mean? Not briefing, like, yeah, wait. Like, how did you get that?
I have it. Oh, I have it.
You have what you said? Yeah.
Chris must have given it. How did Chris?
Yeah, Chris Sautel did.
Yeah, so Chris gave it. I don't know how Chris had the lawyer's number.
Because Chris is like my manager. So my manager, my Got lawyer, it. They were working together.
So at 4:32, Austin tells me they're trying to squeeze Bree because of Josh and Dave. We have nothing to do with it at this point. A minute later, nothing. I sent this to the lawyer. Hey, this is Dave Portnoy. I don't know who the fuck you think you are dealing with. I've been nice so far. Pay Bree ASAP or I'm coming for Zach's throat. Bree won't have a say in it anymore. Josh won't have a say. I can pay Bree myself. I've tried to stay out of it, but stop all caps fucking around. Pay her or shut the fuck up. I'm losing patience.
Oh,
so
my God.
So I sent that to the lawyer.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was so off. It's like, enough of this lawyer talk. I know you can fucking pay. They try to turn around and say, I'm extorting Zach. They're like, that's a crime. Somebody tell me. It's so insane. It's like you guys are trying to silence Bree. You're offering her an NDA with...
I mean, yeah, but unfortunately, as much, and believe me, I've had some choice words. I've wanted to censor some lawyers once or twice in my life. You can't. You can't do it. Because
they'll
then
find
they
a
pull
way
that
to
shit.
Twist
they'll be like,
it,
oh, you're blackmailing. Oh, you're extorting. And I mean, it did sound a little threatening, I would say, but...
It wasn't like he just was like, hey, you owe Bree this amount of money. It was like, no, you guys already are facilitating this deal. Stop dicking around. Like, either do it or don't, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think they could actually bring him to court.
Actually,
I mean,
get anything
he would
done,
ruin
yeah.
them. But there's potential for it to get a little messy, but I just, like, I don't know why they would even try and mess with Dave Portnoy anymore when this is like fun
He's
for him.
Unhinged. Yeah. Yeah. She talks a little bit more about how hard it was to turn down the $12 million. Should we play that?
I think it probably just says the stuff about her family and like how yeah. turning it down meant that she also was turning it down for them as well. And like,
I mean, yeah, it's fucking, I yeah. would expect no less than for someone to be super, super conflicted with whether or not to take the money. I know that she said literally there were times where she was like, okay, I'm going to take it. And then she kept going back and forth. And that makes yeah. total sense. This is interesting. Apparently she says if he had never gotten on Raya, they'd probably still be together. If you guys don't remember, the reason why he was outed or like the breakup was outed is because his dumbass got on Raya like the same day they broke up.
Yeah, literally. Like, I think it was actually the next day.
How dumb do you have to be?
It's funny because, well, that's what I said. It was like, come on. And she said that she called him out for that too. It's like, do you think that people weren't going to screenshot? Like, I do think it's important to note that you can't actually screenshot on Raya. It like blocks you
Shut
from
up.
Doing so.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why the picture that is going around is a picture of someone's phone.
Oh. It's like Snapchat. Like, well, no, Snapchat, I guess you could
no,
do it. But
I guess it tells
someone.
You. Yeah, no, Raya doesn't let you.
What the fuck? How does that work? You can't even, like, what if you exit the app and then screen record and then go back on the app?
I don't. I'd have to look. I have it, so I could check. But I also think it might kick you out.
Do you still have access to it? Because you're not paying the $25 a month, are you?
No, not right now.
You probably can't even get in, girl.
Let me open it. It's like literally just not loading at all. Oh, no. Welcome back.
There you go.
There's Raya Plus, which is $50 a month.
What the hell? And you know that's what Zach Bryan got. What a loser.
Or yeah, or there's the normal one and it's $25 a month. So that's why any of the like screenshots you see aren't screenshots. They're just like pictures that someone is right. taking of their screen. But regardless, everyone does that. Like, I don't know how you would possibly think you wouldn't get caught doing that.
I think deep down he didn't care. Someone that's yeah. this seedy and like
makes people sign NDAs and shit. He just wanted to do it. I think he just wanted to.
Yeah, well, and also I think even as shown by the NDA situation, like he thinks that he can like always just convince people to do whatever he wants. So maybe he thinks that people wouldn't take a picture immediately and it would be like after they start talking to him and he could like somehow convince them not to. But I think it's crazy because even you said last time that it seemed like that got leaked and then him posting like the announcement about their breakup seemed to come right after as like a panic post, basically, after there started being articles about the Raya profile. And she basically confirms exactly that.
So you guys broke up prior to the breakup that stuck, and you had really nasty things to say about him then. You're like, this guy's crazy, he's a psycho, they're gonna probably offer me money. Then you got back together and it was kind of like under the radar stuff. You're in a cycle of fighting, breaking, getting back. Do you think if he didn't post that message and wasn't caught on Raya, there's a chance you're still with him now?
I think 100% if it was like, so I guess let me reverse it a little bit to explain.
Yeah, I think we should have a recap basically kind of what she did in the last episode, just so everyone has what we're up to at this point.
Yeah, I'll do like a little more insight to the relationship. So obviously I ignored a lot of red flags, but when people tell me they love me, or when like, I just believe people because I don't assume people are bad.
Not liking Dave Portnoy, a huge red flag.
Yeah. well, so our relationship started, and I also want to make it very clear. People think that he was with his ex-girlfriend when we started dating. And it's out there for you guys, things that you have used against me before. He was with multiple other girls, the STD girls.
Not the STD girls.
I know. Oh my God. But
yeah, no, that's accurate.
That was my trick king.
Is there herpes king thing here?
My trick king.
Oh my God, my trick king. I can't.
Oh, I would never. You couldn't. Couldn't waterboard that out of me.
The fact that these were leaked by that person.
I know. I know. I was like, she wanted people to know. Okay.
Then I was after that. So
I can attest to this. I was at the concert the first night Bree and Zach even met. Like, so I do know this.
I just shook his hand or like, facts.
Yeah. Bree and him at the concert didn't, they just said hello. What, did we say hi to him for 3.5 seconds?
And then we went and hung out with my boyfriend at the time.
There's lot of allegations of that still, which I know you've cleared that, like, who...
I mean, the timeline is there for... You guys made the timeline. Go fucking check your own facts. If you want to use everything against me, my whole life is on the internet. I've been honest, open about... I'm an open fucking book. Go check it. So that, like, we first hung out when I went on this road trip with him. This is the first time we, like, talked, like, in person. And we were texting a little bit before that. And then he was like, I need to go on a road trip from Philly to Oklahoma. Do you want to come? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just got out of a relationship. I'm super sad. I didn't think I'm going to end up dating this fucking dude. I'm like, this is a funny story. I'm sitting on a bench with Grace and she's like, yeah, go do it. Like, who cares? Who wouldn't? You wouldn't? Shut the fuck up. Yes, you would. So I'm like, this is going to be crazy. I'm going out with Zach Bryan on a road trip. We go. I mean, it's immediate after love bombing, which is like, okay, I really am just like, oh, we really hit it off. And he's like, we're soulmates, whatever. After that, I mean, he got me after that weekend. We spent 3 days together. I think 2 or 3 days later, he got me tattooed on his arm. That's
why. Oh my God, I didn't know that.
That's right away, by the way. And I'm pretty sure I brought this up in the past. That's when you should have known.
I know. Guys,
getting tattoos for one in a relationship, I think is pretty crazy. Secondly, doing it, but like, y'all haven't even started dating yet.
Nope.
Let's get into a little bit about her and his dynamic in the relationship.
This is definitely, I feel like, the epitome of the narcissistic abuse, where it's like just trying to control everything the person does and make it so you're available to them whenever they want and you don't have a life of your own anymore and you like rely on them.
Why, Zach, would you go down a path with a woman who has like a blossoming career? You know who she is, and then suddenly be like, drop it. You mentioned, and I didn't know this, when we negotiated your last, and this is all I found out post, when we negotiated like your renewal, that he wanted to pay you more than we were going to pay you, just not to work.
Yeah, he offered to double what you offered me so that I would quit. And this was, what month was this? I go by hair colors. This was probably,
I can relate to that.
Like, no, when did I, November, maybe? I don't know. And then I was like, no, I love my job. I love what I do. I love who I am. Like, you're not going to take everything away from me. Like, I said I would come on the road with you because I can still do my job and I can still be me and I can still do my podcast. But he just didn't want me to do it. And he always made it, he twisted it in my head where he would make me be like, you're better than this. You're better than Barstool. You're destined for so much more. Like,
what is so much more? Being your girlfriend? Like, what the fuck?
Literally, though. And it's crazy because that was one of the things I said last time, is that it seemed like during their relationship and especially towards the end that she was really putting all of her eggs in one basket. And I thought that that was super weird because she had already started kind of distancing herself from the podcast. Like, she'd go, but she just like was always doing it remotely, even when she was not on tour with him because he bought this house. It just seemed like she was losing interest. And then it was like, oh, now we bought this house and now I'm starting a podcast with Zach. And I was like, why the fuck would Zach Bryan have a podcast? Right. And now it's very clear. It's like, he didn't want to have a podcast to have a podcast. Obviously he wanted it so he could like lure her away and give her a reason to not work at Barstool, but then still give her something to do. And
that's what it seems like. Yeah.
It's wild. And even it's funny. She mentions that she like goes by hair colors for time because one, I can relate. That's how I scroll through my phone and like figure out when things were. But apparently there was a time that he like wouldn't let her dye her hair a certain color. There was another, I actually just saw a TikTok of someone saying that when she was about to hit 1 million followers, that he had uploaded some, like, I don't know if it's an Instagram story or a post, that he was like, I'll even let you post like a sexy picture so you can get to 1 million followers or something.
Does anyone else remember when Brianna Chicken Fry was almost at 1 million followers on Instagram and she like posted a screenshot of Zach Bryan saying, babe, I'll even let you post a super hot picture to get you to 1 million followers? And I remember seeing that so distinctly in real time and being like, okay, does anyone else like feel like this is a little off? Like, it's giving insecure, possessive boyfriend.
The girl remembering it said that it was like, I'll let you do it, as if like he was very much controlling what she did. So it was like,
and that's fucking crazy. And I'm just so glad that she didn't have children with him, because to have a child with someone like that, wow, he is someone that scares me. Like, literally, I think about it, like, my husband helps out so much with the kids and like I do the podcast and I'm working on the podcast all the time. But seasonally, coaching soccer makes him happy. Is it something we need? Because if we don't have that financial, like, we're screwed for the rest of the year? No. But like, it makes him happy. And so therefore I will make that happen because I want him to have his own life. Being a human, and especially an adult human, requires having some semblance of individuality. And like, if who you're with doesn't want that for you, they don't love you. That's really the only explanation. They just love themselves more than they love you.
Exactly. And I think he definitely probably framed it as like, he's doing her a favor and he wants to like make sure that she's happy. But it's like, that's not going to make her happy. I'm just glad that he didn't have the opportunity to make her go through with all of that, because she easily could have just kind of like stopped posting and like let her following dwindle. And like, then if they broke up a couple years later, maybe she wouldn't have this to go back to, but she didn't totally say goodbye to it yet. So luckily, I think, thank God.
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting too is like, he framed it as advice, like, oh, you're so much better than Barstool. But to be honest, and this is not even a diss, like, Brie fits in with Barstool. Like, I feel like that's actually a good fit for her. Like, I just feel like she's, I don't know, more like rough around the edges and like fits in with the guys. And I don't know, it just makes sense to me. She doesn't seem out of place at all or uncomfortable. And that's such a weird thing to say. Not that she couldn't do a podcast on her own. It's just...
No, for sure. But then also that Barstool has always been very notoriously like a boys club. And she even, I mean, as I said, like for like the first 100 episodes, they like didn't put her in the thumbnail. And she like definitely didn't seem like she was being treated like an equal member of the podcast. Yeah. And I feel like finally now in the last like year or so, it she has absolutely, it's been like accepted.
Well, they mainly go viral because of her.
Exactly.
Like, and I think, feel like she's the one always saying something or doing something that gets them the virality of the podcast.
Exactly. I don't know how long ago, because there's several other Barstool shows now that are hosted by women. And I don't know when those all started, but I can't imagine that Brie and her success hasn't had a lot to do with that as well. And I think she definitely has like created that position for herself and has had a lot of positive effects probably on the company because of it. And it's wild that he's just trying to be like, no, we're going to stop. Like, he literally wanted to just like keep her holed up in the house that he bought.
We're going to skip forward a little bit, but she does talk about how she still struggles with like feeling like she cares about how Zach's feeling and wondering how he's feeling, which is totally normal. I mean, you were with someone for over a year, you're going to worry about how something is affecting them or like if what you're doing is hurting them. Ultimately, I'm just happy that she is speaking out about it because I think it's important to do. And not even just because of the like stigma around her relationship personally and then how that's going to help other people who are going through emotional abuse, but like literally for her own safety, I think it was important to speak out.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Like, yeah. I don't know what Zach and his legal team is capable of, but like her putting it out there to me helps her a lot and just like gives her that safety of like the public opinion and people, you know, if he does some shit, people are going to call it out and people are going to.
It changes the power dynamic of it. Definitely. It does.
So this part, the birthday party is what she's going to talk about right now. That part is a big event that she does discuss, but she does allude to the fact that this wasn't like an anomaly. This wasn't something that like, oh my God, how did this happen or whatever. It seemed like she almost always expected something like this to happen around Zach.
I think it was probably just like build up of like stuff that wasn't quite as bad, but then it just kept getting worse. And then finally this.
What are you guys doing?
Good. We're texting last night. She loved the diss track.
Is it improving now that like he's out of the picture? And by the way, personal experience, even if Zach isn't the biggest dickhead who ever walked down the street, lifelong friends, when one gets a serious boyfriend, always test the relationship. Throw in the fact you got a colossal asshole. I can see how that on both sides would create issues. I love both of you guys. I hope it works out.
No, me and Grace will always be fine. There's something huge in this, which kind of like demolished our relationship. I don't know.
You got it.
Do it.
No, I think you got it. You got it.
You can always cut it if you want.
Yeah. Okay. So for my birthday, Zach got a house for like my family and I, and all my friends in New Hampshire. And he was on tour and he had like a three or four days off so he could come to my birthday. And he kept like making it this big deal. He's like, I can't believe I'm fucking leaving tour to come to your birthday. I'm like, you don't have to come. Like, honestly, I know it's going to be bad if you come. So you don't have to come. Like, I'm so grateful for the house, whatever. You don't have to come to my birthday. And he's like, I'm not going to fucking miss your birthday. Then I'm like, then stop saying this to me. Stop making me feel bad that you're coming to my birthday. I don't care if you're here at this point.
I almost feel like that little story sums him up to a T, but continue.
To a T. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, he comes to my birthday and he gets there and he's all kind of weird. He's acting funny. It's whatever. I'm like, whatever. He just got off tour. It's always an excuse, like something's going on. And the night starts and we all like sit around the fire and it's pretty chill. It's actually really chill. It's all of like my family and my friends. And we're sitting around the fire and he just starts doing what he does, like throwing jabs. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like from across the fire, like throwing jabs at my friends and like calling people idiots.
Hell
and, like,
no.
I'm like, okay, it's 11:30. I'm going to go to bed before, like I was so excited. It was going to be my birthday at midnight. We're going to like do the champagne or whatever. I'm like, I got to go to bed before my birthday. Hopefully he will follow me to bed. So I'm like, good night guys. I love you. Everyone's like, Bree, what the fuck? Why are you going to bed? Like it's your birthday in 10 minutes. I'm like, I got to go to bed. I'm like, Zach, let's go to bed. He doesn't follow me. I go upstairs. I go to sleep and I wake up like probably an hour and a half later to like screaming. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I go downstairs into the basement of this house and it's like all my girlfriends crying and they're all like in it. So I'm like, what, the fuck happened? What's going on? And then I look outside and I have my aunt like trying to control Zach. And there's a recording of all of this that can never be out. Basically, Zach just, we're all hanging around the fire. And I guess he stood up at the fire and just starts screaming at my friends. You're not going to be anything. You're a fucking loser. Like, just the most horrible shit. Like, you're never going to make it. Like, you live off of other people. Like, just crazy out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the fuck? But when Zach's in this zone, there's no containing it. So my aunt's trying to figure it out, whatever. I bring him up to bed. He smashes glass. Wake up in the morning. I'm like, you have to leave, Zach. Like, you have to apologize. Like, this is crazy. And like, they didn't squash it, obviously, but it was like, we'll be civil today so that Bree can have one day. And ever since then, it was just awful. And Zach, every night, like, I would be trying to go to sleep on the bus and he would just come in and just start recording me and be like, is it okay if I'm recording you since your friends fucking record me and everyone Jesus. Fucking around you records me all the time? And he would just record. I have the craziest videos. Maybe that's why the $12 million is involved, because I have a lot of shit that I'm never going to put out there because it's embarrassing for me and I don't want my future kids to see it. But that's probably where the $12 million comes from.
What a fucking little shit. Like, literally, Zach is such a child loser.
It's also wild because, like, he hasn't been famous that long. Like, he went viral for a song that I think it was while he was deployed. And that was, like, I want to say, like, not even 4 years ago.
Misinformation police here, chiming in to say that the other girl was close, but it was actually 5 years ago, in September of 2019, that Zach Bryan posted the video that went viral, which led him to being honorably discharged from the Navy in 2021 and allowed him to pursue his music career. However, it is not misinformation that Zach Bryan is an entitled little man-child, and Lily's point still stands. Okay, that's all. Back to you, girlies.
Not that it makes it even if he was lifelong famous, but it's like for him to be like, you're never going to be anyone.
It's kind of alarming.
What?
Behavior.
Like you weren't?
I would bet money that he was this way long before fame.
Yeah.
Long before
But fame. I think that probably just gave him.
We always mentioned the way that he left his wife that was deployed and just sent her a letter and was like, bye, bitch, basically. Yeah. He's a loser. He's a shitty person. He writes songs about being a shitty person. And I mean, this isn't particularly surprising, but it is at the same time.
Well, it's kind of like his songs, he talks about being a shitty person, but it's almost like because he's acknowledging it, you think that there's been some kind of like growth maybe, but like then he just literally keeps repeating the exact same behavior and is the worst. But that I know was one of the concerning parts to people when it was like when they went to bed and he's like smashing glass and it's like he also has been known to have a drinking problem.
Right. That could be contributing to a lot of this for sure.
Which is absolutely no excuse. That makes it more alarming because it's like he already seems like a shitty person when he's sober. Who fucking knows what he's capable of when he's drunk?
Yeah. And after she shared this story, a lot of people were contacting Grace, who is her best friend and co-host of the Plan Bree podcast. And I guess they were assuming that she was one of the friends that were being yelled at. And so she ended up posting an Instagram story.
Another piece of context is that people were not only assuming that she had been screamed at, but because Bree was like, there's a recording, like my friends recorded stuff. And like, he called that out. People thought that maybe Grace hadn't said anything yet because she had been offered money to sign an NDA.
Right. That's right.
So it was when those rumors started swirling that she then posted this and it says, I wish I didn't even have to say this, but there is no world where I would ever take money from that clown to shut me up. It's been quite the year and I'm still not ready to talk about it online. I'm just happy that Bree is free from that piece of shit. That's all for now.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it's clear that that was the big wedge in their relationship. And I hope that they can get back to
for sure. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Branch Basics.
If you're unfamiliar, Branch Basics is a powerful plant and mineral-based line of cleaning products designed to clean every room in your home from top to bottom without the harmful chemicals.
Let me tell you, I was skeptical when we received it. I did not know if it would actually work. And the way that I not only love this, but my mom loves this, she stole one of my cleaner bottles and mixed her own little solution, because the way that it works is you get one bottle of concentrate with a bunch of different spray bottles, laundry bottles, things like that, depending on what you order. And the difference is in how you mix it, and it has instructions on the bottle itself. And the stronger the concentrate is, you'll like use in the bathroom or for all purpose, and then the glass one will be less. It doesn't have a scent or anything, but let me tell you, it cleans really, really well. And it's so gentle that you could even use it on things like fruits and vegetables, which is insane.
And one bottle of concentrate equals 13 refills. So it's got you covered for a while.
And if you're a parent like me and you don't really know what to use on like the kids' tables because they eat off of it and they're always like licking their hands and stuff, and you're like not really wanting to use harsh chemicals on that, but you do want to clean it, this is perfect for that. So if you guys want to try out Branch Basics for yourself, for a limited time, there's an exclusive offer for our listeners to get 15% off and free shipping on their premium starter pack when you use code DWKT at branchbasics.com/DWKT.
That's 15% off at branchbasics.com/DWKT when you use the code DWKT.
And when they ask you how you heard about them, it helps us a lot if you let them know that the girly sent you. And thank you so much to Branch Basics for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Also, a weird bit of this that I was just confused by is Brianna said that Zach wrote his, like, one of his most famous songs ever, Pink Skies, yeah. Which you may not know it by name and I didn't, but like if you go on TikTok, you've heard it before. She said that he wrote that about Grace.
So I saw that as well, and I was very confused because I thought it was about his mom. It's about a funeral.
Yeah, it doesn't particularly, it's not like a mean song or anything.
Oh, no. Right? It's a really, I love it. It's a great song.
I thought it was nice. Yeah.
I fucking hate him. Yeah, I know. But it has a lot of very specific details in it that seem like autobiographical. It seems like he's singing it about someone in particular. And it also references like a he, which seems to be like talking about himself, but I guess I don't know. Responds
and
to
apparently
a comment.
Brianna has gone and deleted every shred of this comment. Like she had commented on someone's TikTok and then it's no longer here. This is allegedly the comment that she had left on someone's TikTok that said, because I forced him to go to her grandma's funeral, he screamed at me, then wrote it that night. And she was talking about Pink Skies. And honestly, I just think that she maybe felt like empowered because people are very much on her side about all of this and just said a little bit more than she would like to on TikTok, and that's why she took it down. I don't think that that's even necessarily the most damning thing he's done, but it just seems like in general he was a dick. You shouldn't have to force your significant other that you're very serious with to go to your best friend's grandma's funeral if that's something that's going to mean something to you.
For sure. And then I think it's just wild that like he is so miserable to the people in his life and the people that even potentially inspire the songs that he's writing that everyone then listens to and is like, this is the most beautiful song. I love it so much. And it's like he gets to reap the benefits of like being this sensitive, great guy when in reality they're stemming from situations where he's being the worst.
Right. And I, sorry, not to jump, but I was kind of flabbergasted because the researcher put Pippi Longstockings always has some stupid take. I'm like, wait, what? Who's Pippi Longstockings? Jump scared Sophia LaCourte. And she posted a TikTok saying, to the girls in my comments that want me to date Zach Bryan so I get abused, you know damn well I'd walk that man like a dog. Give me a challenge. And it's just
okay,
like a picture.
But also, she's weirdly like commented on them a lot in the past, I guess.
Well, you know, she likes women who have men. Like she wants other people's men. So she's interested in anybody.
No, I think she's like made fun of him and stuff. And she'll put, is it Zach Brown Band? Is that a, that's a thing?
Zach Brown Band, who yeah. is also an alleged abuser.
Oh, well, of course.
So even if you get them mixed up, you're probably still right about
that she like she purposely has like referred to him by the wrong name and stuff.
Oh, got it. Well, all I can say is Sophia LaCourte, you have a knack? What is that saying?
A knack.
Are you saying like knick-knack paddywhack?
I don't know if that's the same context word-wise, but no, yes.
That's what you're saying?
Knack,
like knack
is what I'm saying. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Rewind. You have a knack for just inserting yourself where you do not belong and you're annoying. Okay. I just wanted to remind you in case you forgot.
Hey, girlies. Just wanted to chime in with a little context because, well, I mean, I don't know if you really care that much, but the whole Brianna Chicken Fry Sophia LaCourte thing is basically because Brianna Chicken Fry commented on the whole thing with her and Hallie back when we covered it too. I guess we're just not important enough to get hate from her. But Sophia found out and then she responded and then Brie responded to her. And then there was a bit of a back and forth going on. Sophia LaCourte would use songs by other people as a joke. So at one point she includes a Luke Bryan song and then Brianna responds to that also using a Luke Bryan song and says, like, go stream my boyfriend. And then Luke Bryan even commented on it. So it's a bit of a rabbit hole on its own. Anyway, that's it. Again, don't know if you really care. And I don't think it's really too important in the context of what this episode is about, but wanted to share that there is some lore there and that's why she posted this. Does it make it any less inappropriate slash weird? No, no, it does not. Are we surprised? No, no, we are not. Anyway, that's it. Back to us. Bye.
And also, women who are very strong still can be abused.
Yeah.
So that's such a shit take that my brain can't even comprehend it, but I can't spend too much time thinking about anything that comes out of her mouth.
What's the caption? My brain. Oh, and then it's, of course, I do not stand for abuse on anyone ever.
That's her caption.
Abuse well, on anyone.
I don't know. The whole point of this video is a little victim blaming, but okay. Like, you want me to get abused, but I'd walk that man like a dog. Yeah, that's not... Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Bye, Sophia. See you never. Okay, so the diss tracks. We have the two diss tracks. Yeah, there's one that's Dave and Josh, and then there's a country ditty. Do you think we could listen to the diss track that Dave and Josh put out without getting copyrighted?
Not the whole thing. I think we could probably get a couple of clips in.
Okay, let's see.
Without the second syllable, but you're from okay, well okay if you say so, kinda ironic cause soon you're getting this KO, looking for pink skies but now you're seeing stars, there's something in the orange and it's you behind these bars, bitch.
I would get back in my truck right now if you let me out of these handcuffs.
Well, if
you don't, it's gonna be a mistake, sir, I promise.
Get back in your truck or go to jail, I don't care which.
I'll go to jail, I'm done.
So Dave's version is what he re-released after Josh was like, oopsie, we have to take this down.
That, I'm still so confused by that. So I haven't heard this, though.
It's called Smallest Man, Dave's version.
So I'm like, does he just do all of...
Let's see.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Wait, is that supposed to be Josh?
Yeah, that was Josh singing that in Shut the up. Actual. So I was like, Dave did the whole thing? What do you mean?
He's because like, also,
there's a clip of him recording the rap and it's so fucking funny. Oh my God. He'll like enunciate the wrong parts or just like he's so offbeat and it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that
funny.
Tracks.
You're gonna sing it with me and then you just drop out basically, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you said you remember everything. Yeah, you said you remember everything. Yeah, you say you remember everything.
That was the best one. Is there a way for you? You can get that now.
I was not recording.
Guess not forgot
about your wedding ring.
Without the second syllable.
Without the second syllable.
Like, I put my own fucking Dave Portnoy twang on it.
They say Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn.
They say Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn.
Gone, 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 gone.
Zach gonna make you burn, burn.
Gone. Like Zach gone. Is gone. Zach gone.
Zach gone. One word.
This is a 1, 2, 3, and then he overlaps.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
So what does that mean?
They say Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn.
They say Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn.
And it's you behind these bars.
Tyndall Bumbo Raya.
And it's you behind these bars.
1, 2, 3. Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn. Zach gonna make you burn, burn, burn.
You're a douchebag.
Can you?
You're a douchebag.
How many, like, how pitchy is the tune?
Yeah, that was nice. That was
You're
nice.
A douchebag.
Yeah, let's have him do it like this. One more time. Do it like that.
All right.
About to get glory. Go and post it on your Instagram story.
Yeah, you say you remember everything.
Guess not, you forgot about your wedding ring.
What? This ain't a subtweet, I ain't coming subliminal.
Oh, he's oh so God. Bad. Oh yeah, no. He's so
oh, fuck. The first version's much, much better, and they do a whole music video to it. They're dressed as cops, and it's so fucking funny. And
wait,
it,
his
honestly,
rap is better in the first one?
He's not doing this part in the first one, it's Josh.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, no, Josh is not bad.
No, I know. It's unfortunate that now he's left on his own.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's hilarious that he's left on his own because, like, when Dave's part starts in the first one, you're like, ooh, this is going to be a rough listen. And he gets better as time goes on, and there's some lines okay. that he hits better than others, but the whole song, oh, no.
Turn this place to an Oklahoma smoke show.
KCB, why you handing out these STDs? These girls are itchy in their jeans, asking what you mean. They asking doctors for their
like
expertise. All they say is Zach will make you burn, burn, burn.
You need some antifreeze.
Oh my God.
He just like can't, he doesn't have.
He can't hit a
the
line.
The breathing
a single,
or the timing.
Oh, not me jumping forward like a whole minute. And it's just a line that says, but your penis is infected. Is the whole thing about the STDs?
There's a lot of STD references. There's one line that Dave does have in the original one. Where it's like, who gave this Oompa Loompa a guitar.
Think that you're
Oh my God, that's funny.
What's the, so he had a record deal and.
Yeah, so he has one. And then it says here, he forgot about the fact that in it, he agreed not to release music. So Dave had to re-release it on his own. And then he did Dave's version because he's a huge Swiftie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, randomly Swifties have joined the chat and they have just been comparing Zach's songs and saying that like he stole Taylor Swift's melodies.
Okay.
And that's a whole side plot we can't get into. But
and we, I was going to say we can't play them because they'll get copyrighted. Yeah. But honestly, it's Pink Skies. And Betty. I don't remember what the other song is, but it's.
It's right here.
Well, yeah. So Pink Skies sounds exactly like Betty, the beginning. It's like very much the same. But then there's also
Let You Down, it says here, versus Should Have Said No,
a Taylor Swift classic. Yeah. Those are pretty spot on as well. I listened to both of them yesterday. And the reason that is particularly relevant is because he had tweeted that thing not too long ago where it was like, Kanye West is better than Taylor, the Chiefs are, or the Eagles are better than the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And what then he like apologized later and was like, oh, I was drunk and
spineless. Blah, blah.
Was like jellyfish. Yeah, well, it seems like you're always drunk, so not an excuse.
Anyway, well, that's pretty much it. That is, I mean, if you want to go watch the podcast, she gets a lot more into the like nuances of their relationship. But overall, it seems that he was emotionally abusive and it seems like he's a general asshole. And if you see him on Raya, I don't know where you swipe because I've never been on that app, but swipe away. Okay. Close the app. Call it a day. Well, moving on to our next topic, because we do have one more. And this one, I mean, we've got a lot of parts, but it's pretty straightforward. We'll get through it quick. It's Alash Tech versus fake customer, question mark. Doom, doom, doom. Who is it? I don't know.
Interesting. See, it's funny because Jessie told me about this topic, but she didn't give me the download yet. I was like, oh, Lash Tech versus customer. And in my head, I'm thinking, how many times have you guys seen on TikTok those videos of like the showing off the lashes afterwards?
And they look infected.
Oh my God. And they're like so heavy they that the person assistance. Like they like can't even open their eyes and they're like all bloodshot.
Dude, I will find it and download it before I lose it because it's definitely in my watch history on TikTok. I just came across one today of a girl who said that her lashes kept falling out, like she didn't have good retention with other lash techs. So she went to this other one. It took her 9 hours. 9 hours. Which, by the way, I would lose my mind. She's like, my butt was sore. Like, I don't think I could do this again. You don't think you could do this again? I would go insane. Like, there's just no way I'm going to be there with my eyes taped for 9 hours. You can't get up and shit. You pee. I don't know why shitting was my first thought, but like, you can't get up and do anything. You can't have a snack.
Well, but then also my thing is like, they never look good. Like, it looks like they've
okay,
just
and
like
these also
placed
really
like
bad.
30 pairs of falsies on. And it's just like, here
I will
you go.
Say, I've had lashes that I really did like in my life. I know my mom did lashes. My mom's done everything in her life. She did lashes for a short while. And she didn't do volume sets. It was all like classic.
Like, it's not that it can't look good. It's just the ones just that I see are ones. Always like, there's some that I'm like, why would you ever want that?
I know. And this lady, she said, she's like, these like, wow. Like it was a lot of volume and it was very intense. She's like, I will say they didn't fall out right away, but it's like, how could they? There's like 1,000 like, on there.
Could
and
you
it just
open
seems
your
like
eyes
weighs
though?
A lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, literally no. And honestly, do what you want. Like girl, go off. I'm not going to judge you. But like the look of the one, because the volume lashes always look like one
it's like a
type all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's not
wild
a vibe.
To me. I don't get it. Anyway.
But
so
go
this
off,
is a fake customer though.
You're not hurting anybody. So, I mean, maybe yourself and your vision and longevity. I don't know. But anyway, so this is about a lash check named Lashes to Lavish. And she posted this story time and it's got a few parts. So just bear with her.
Okay. This is part one of the client from hell. She has been stalking me, bad-mouthing my business, leaving fake reviews on my profiles. She's been telling other clients of mine to not come to me. She's been stalking my social media accounts. And yeah. Back in March, I had gotten a DM from her saying that she wanted me to do a fill for her.
By the way, the text on screen says, I'm reporting someone for the first time to the state board, which is like,
how do you,
can
report?
You report a customer?
I was
to
just
going to
say,
board,
isn't that like for you? For
it gets shifty. There's some twists and turns.
I'm listening.
Back in March, I had gotten a DM from her saying that she wanted me to do a fill for her, and I told her, like, yeah, sure. I had an opening tomorrow, so she takes that opening. She comes in, she is late, and then also we had already confirmed the day before that she had lashes on for a fill. She comes in with two eyelashes. So I tell her, like, okay, I can do as much as I can to get full coverage because I know you really want your lashes done, but you're gonna have to come in sooner, which makes sense. So as I'm starting her lash fill, I go to wash her lashes and she tells me, no, don't wash them. Her lashes were covered in mascara, makeup, everything. And from then I knew we were gonna have like real issues. come back with part two because I forgot to put this at 10 minutes.
Okay, so we have part two.
We're off to an interesting start.
Right.
This is part two of why I'm reporting my client to the state board. She's chatting this whole time. She's telling me she loves my product. She wants to come to me all the time. She loves my supplies. She loves my business. And just a lot of stuff that was weird for someone that didn't even follow me or know who I was until yesterday. Basically, she texts me a few days after that her lashes are not lasting her. They're almost all off, which for me never happens. I've been lashing for 6 years, but I'll take accountability, sure. So I get her in. That week I was so busy. I squeezed her in. She came back in and I noticed that she had pulled off all of the extensions I put on. I even have a picture I can drop for you guys to see, but it was so weird. I know what that looks like. I've been doing this long enough. She yanked all her lashes off. At this point, I'm telling her, like, hey, like, maybe the reason they're not lasting is because, like, you yanked them off. She's like, no, I don't know what it is, but they're just not lasting. So I'm like, okay, well, you again said that you needed a fill. But again, you need a full set and you're doing the same thing that was in part one. Long story short, I only ended up charging her $30 for a full set. You know.
Lashes are not $30.
I have no idea what they cost, but 30 sounds cheap.
Yeah, like if you get a full set, I think an average is like 170 something, $200, maybe more. I don't know.
How long did they last?
They last like 2 to 3 weeks. But that's like if you're getting a full set. If you're getting a fill, I think it's like 120. Like, not that much cheaper. I don't think you could get anything done on your lashes for like under $100 if you want it done well, but I could be wrong.
I was gonna say, I mean, it's also like, I feel like I want someone that's charging more than that because otherwise, like, right. Yeah,
they're not lasting me. So again, she comes back in and I believe I charged her $40. Keep in mind on these, I'm not charging her a squeeze-in fee either. This goes on about 4 or 5 times. And at this point I'm asking her like, hey, like maybe you should start seeing like another lash artist. Like maybe it's me, you know? And at this point I've texted like all the clients in between her appointments. And I'm like, are you guys experiencing any issues? And they're like, no, my clients are all regulars. They come back every 2 weeks on the dot, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And their lashes are perfect. And then with this client, I kept running into issues where I voiced my opinion after like 4 or 5 times of being disrespected of just her messing with my schedule. I would tell her like, hey, if you're booking fills and you need a full set, please communicate that. Because what ends up happening is I end up going home like 45 minutes after I was supposed to because you threw off my schedule and you know that you have 2 eyelashes on and they're throwing gang signs. Like just communicate. So number one,
not 2 eyelashes.
Full price for anything. And I was just getting very, very frustrated because I was like, you are doing this on purpose almost. And I have a policy in place where I will fix your lashes if you message me within the first 3 days. She was waiting like 5, 6, 7 days each time, and it just got to a point where I was on my final straw.
I'm surprised she did it for like 4 times. I would have told her to go find someone else like indefinitely on the second time.
Yeah.
I feel. Okay, part 3.
Okay, so this is part 3 about what I'm reporting my client to the state board. So my final straw was her last appointment, where at this point I would have to double check in with her to make sure that she had the correct amount of lashes for a fill, because on this day I was running back to back and I knew that she was going to test me. So she basically says the same thing over again, like, hey, just do as much as you can, it's okay. And then and there I clocked it. I was like, with all due respect, like, I want to take pride in my work and you are upset that they're not lasting you. Also, disclaimer, I don't give a shit if I'm doing makeup wrong. I really don't. And I just want to be able to have enough time to not rush so that your lashes can come out and last you. And again, her lashes just looked like they were being, like, yanked out. I'm going to put a photo into in one of the videos.
So when? I want to see it.
And she'll book a full set because she knows she needs one, and that I'll just make them as well as possible. And lo and behold, 5 days go by. She sends me a message at 1 a.m. saying, hey, I'm coming in tomorrow. I need you to fix one of my eyes. First of all, hello, how are you? Sorry for bothering you so late. I didn't get any of that. And then I was really busy in the morning, so I wasn't able to answer her. And I also didn't have any more openings. And I told her this would happen. So at this point, I'm just going to ban her. Mind you, her last appointment, I also charged her. I think I gave her like half off because it was her birthday. And then that next day, she texted me like 5 times. I'm coming in. Hello. I just need you to fix one eye. It won't take you long. It'll take you 10 minutes. I'm on my way. Over and over again, I was professional. And I was like, I am not able to do it for you. At this point, like I said it 4 or 5 times, you're not understanding. So I stop answering. 5 days go by and I don't hear anything from her. At this point, I'm like, okay, she went somewhere else. Tell me why. On the following Monday, I believe that was a Wednesday that happened, I get a notification from Google that someone left a 1-star review on my page and the name I don't recognize. And if you are a service provider, you know the second that you get that review, your heart sinks. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out who could have left this review. Who is this? But I knew in my heart, like, it was her. I made sure it was, like, nobody that I knew. And then basically I sent her a text message. You can like...
Oh, God. Okay. I can't see all of it, but...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What I can see says, as a business owner, I would like to know where I went wrong with your services and or where you feel like I could have done better. It really does hurt me as a business owner when a client leaves negative reviews without communication. Over the few past appointments, you said how amazing the service is and how you want to purchase my supplies for your family. Supplies? Like what she uses? Oh, yeah. She said that she was asking a lot about what she was using on her.
Okay.
Is she going to take that text off?
So basically, she's saying, like, I get that you're upset that I couldn't fit you in, but I couldn't fit you in. Sorry.
Yeah. Then she says, any appointment you have tried to book, I have squeezed you in without charging you the fee. Your last appointment, we also gave you 50% off for your birthday. So I'm just very confused about your review. I have really tried to make you as happy as possible, which that's kind of sad.
To me, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean. Hello. At that point, I was like, okay, if this wasn't you, just have a good night. This is getting so long, so I promise I'm gonna make one more video in part four. So if you saw in part three when I had said to her, she basically said it wasn't her. And I, at that point, knew for 100% it was her because I hadn't taken a new client in 3 months. She was the only new client. The way that I 100% confirmed it was because I clicked on the Google review that she had left under the fake name, and she had also given the same lash salon that she was talking to me about a one-star review. I was like, girl, you tattled on yourself. So at this point, I'm like calling my business partner and I'm like crying because if you are a business owner, you know how frustrating it can be when you can go bend your back for someone and then they just like throw it in your face. Mind you, this client is like 3 times my age. So then at this point, I'm just trying to figure out what her actual name is. So I type in her phone number on Google and this is where shit gets crazy. Tell me why, as soon as I put in her phone number in, it gives me a lash artist in my area. And it also gives me her Instagram. I go and look her up on Instagram and she has me blocked from this account. So I'm on the phone with my business partner and she pulls it up and she is a lash artist too. We are looking through her page and it's all fake photos. We put in the photos into Google and every single photo pops up. Every single photo on her account is fake. Mind you, when she was getting her lashes in with me, she was saying that she has a cousin in Houston that wants to buy my supplies. The cousin is her. So at this point, I'm just like so confused. I'm honestly like scared because I'm like, this person knows where I work. And it was just like an unsettling feeling. So then I called Lash Studio that she left a 1-star review on to try to figure out her name because I still don't know it. They tell me that it's the same person. They confirm it for me. They also say that they know that she's using a fake name and that person used a fake name with them too. And she basically tells me that she was like screaming at them, yelling at them, being really aggressive. Basically the same thing she tried to do with me, she did to them. So then I had pulled up her Instagram from my friend's phone and I noticed that she was following people that like I was meeting from TikTok. And I noticed she followed like 1,000 people in the exact same order as it is in my following list. And to this day, she's still doing it. And I have proof of that. So back to when I call her, I basically tell her, like, look, I know it was you. And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, okay. And I said her business name. She was like, why do you want to start all this drama? You are unprofessional. And I'm like, you're weird. Like, at this point, I don't care about, like, professional. Like, you are actually a sicko. You're odd. You're very, very odd. And I told her, I was like, look, as a business owner, like, you shouldn't be doing this to someone else. She goes, I don't have a business. At this point, I start laughing because I'm like, you're such a liar. Like, you're fucking crazy. And then she's like, sorry, that's my puppy. Okay, so sorry, don't hate me. I'm gonna make another video because this is just like way too
basically,
long.
Basically, if you can't gather what happened, it's someone that is a lash tech, but we come to find out she's unlicensed. And all the pictures that she has on her thing are just like easily Google reversible. I will say, not posting a lot of receipts. That one text is the only receipt we have. She said she was gonna post a bunch of things, so hopefully she does. But oh, here we go. Part five has pictures. I spoke too soon.
I was gonna say, but also if she has like this account where she's posting fake pictures, is she a lash tech? Like, is she trying to book people?
It seems to me that she may be an aspiring lash tech who wants like the clientele and stuff. Now, what I would really want to know is why is she ripping out her lashes? And I think we get to that, or at least it alludes to that, because I'm just like, okay, I get going there and trying to learn what supplies you're using so that she can steal. I mean, it's not even stealing.
Yeah.
I guess it is because like she researched all of that. She tried them out for years and then you're just going in and just like, okay, which one do you use? Okay, I'm going to go use that one. What I don't get is why are you going to go and do that and then cause a fucking ruckus?
Yeah. This whole thing is very odd.
Right? So okay. So apparently we get pictures now.
Okay, this is part five on why I'm recording my client to the state board. These are her lashes in question.
Oh shit, she really did have two lashes.
Literally like giving me PTSD.
Not the flashbacks.
I mentioned you guys last episode in the beginning, I went on a little tangent about how I accidentally plucked out a bunch of my eyelashes. But it was worse than this because I was left with literally like none.
And I mean, I'm not doubting that she knows her shit because she's been doing this for so long, but her being like, I know what it looks like. I've been doing it for so long. Girl, obviously, like this looks like someone who ripped out their lashes. They're no longer there. It's not even like she has lash extensions in some spots and not in others. It's like there are no lashes in the middle.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more that she has some lashes and then just none.
But yeah, to come in for a fill like this is fucking bullshit. That's a full set.
This is how she would come in for her fills every appointment. And again, the two lashes throwing gang signs in different directions. If you watched part four, you saw the screenshot that I sent her, and I called her telling her that I knew it was her that left the fake review and that I know that she's a lash artist. So through all of this, I was finally able to figure out her name. And with her name, I looked her up in the licensing department and I figured she doesn't have one. While I'm on the phone with her, she keeps saying that it wasn't her who left the review. She has no idea who it was, and then finally admits that it was her friend. While she continues to deny that she does lashes. And someone that went to school and someone that is proud of what they do, that is knows they're doing legal work, wouldn't ever lie about what you do. You'd be very proud of it. Then I call her out on blocking me on Instagram. She said she never did that. This person is a psychopath. They are a liar. They will do anything to tell the truth. So then I told her, if I hear one more thing from you, I'm going to report you. Fast forwarding why I'm reporting her. On three different occasions, I've had clients tell me that they had went to her in the past or they had no idea who she was and they booked with her. She talked about me the entire appointment. This 40 plus middle-aged woman.
So she is seeing people.
I am not going to lie. I couldn't hear that last part. It cut out.
Oh, she was saying basically that she somehow got in touch with like three clients that went to her to get their lashes done.
Oh, okay. So
and
she
like the entire time she was talking shit about this girl.
None of this makes any sense. What? I don't.
And apparently she's like middle-aged too, which is only relevant because it's like, girl, get a life. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you doing this?
I mean, I guess with the following her TikTok, like people she's following on TikTok maybe, but I was gonna say it doesn't seem like she's trying to steal her clients, so why would she be like
right
trying to shit talk and like tear this girl down to people that don't go to her?
It makes zero sense.
And also, if she's a lash tech, why are her lashes so bad?
Okay, that's literally my main question. I'm like, girl, yeah. What is the end game here? Maybe she has what is it? Dermatillomania or trichotillomania?
I think that one is with the
Trick Daddy.
What is not it? To be confused with the STD. No, I think it's that's the holes thing.
No, that's trypophobia.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway.
No.
Middle-aged woman talks about me to my clients the entire time they're there. But I've honestly had it because when...
Oh, wait, talking about her, to her clients.
Yeah, but I think that it's her clients who have also gone to that lady. I'm trying to put dots together that are very, very far apart and a little blurry. But yeah, I think that's, it's like a crossover. It's people that also went to her to get their lashes done.
But
and then...
Why would they
then go to her?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, Lily. I have no idea.
Lies, and she says that she doesn't like my products. She says she doesn't like my work. And this is what we're working with here, as you can see. I am not someone that usually would ever do this. However, I have given her a lot of chances.
Okay, this last one is the one I'm most interested in. It says, so what is this customer's end game? Yeah. I want to fucking know.
I've been asking myself that from part one.
Someone commented, what's her end game to ruin your business?
Here's the thing in this is that she couldn't do that even if she tried because I built my business from scratch. She built her business from stealing photos, making people stressed out, and being negative. She lives in a very scarcity mindset, and when you live like that, you will always lose. And I truly feel bad for her because one, if she was busy, she wouldn't have time to stress me out.
She does not answer questions well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, girly,
this one's rough.
I'm glad that she can't ruin your business. That's cool.
But what is her end game?
Yeah, I was like, what's the point? Why is she doing this? She just bored?
Odd person, so I hope she seeks help, but I am going to warn her.
Okay, so she's just saying she's just weird. She's just someone who's struggling with a mental illness that makes her act this way is what I'm gathering.
I don't know. I'm still lacking a motive here.
Well, okay. I don't lack the motive for wanting to know what products you use, all that stuff. The ripping of the lashes is wild to me. The bitching
very
and being like,
oh,
this is just a fill. And just like being weird about her time. And you know, we have an array of girlies who have different professions that always help us with some insight when we lack it. But like genuinely, what could someone who's unlicensed, obviously wants to be a lash tech and is doing so in the wrong way, is just trying to just like, I don't know, cut corners or whatever. How would this benefit her to rip her lashes out and go get fills constantly.
And even this is such a stretch, unless she's just crazy. I'm like, she wanted to get some good before and after shots. Like, I literally just make no sense to me. Why the fuck would you do any of this?
She said, you know what would look... You know what? Actually, you're really smart for that one. That's kind of like the only thing that makes sense. I mean, how many shots did she need? She did it like 4 times. And also, if you're a lash tech or aspiring lash tech, and I'm not even a lash tech and I know this, they sell like glue remover. Like, you don't need to rip it off. Like, I think she genuinely has an issue that she's ripping off her lashes.
And I mean, like, I feel for you, girl. But what is the rest of this?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like a quick topic that we can just like bang out because I knew we were going to be talking about Brianna for the most part. But I am just, I am so confused.
I'm baffled.
Literally. Really, and I know really like Marky lost. Covered this too. And I'm going to have to go back because I don't like to watch people's videos that are going to cover something that we're going to cover because I don't want to do it in the same way. But I'm going to have to go back and just be like, well, what did he say? Because I don't fucking know what's going on.
I'm a little nervous to even start to look into it and find myself on a deep dive like this huge fucking Somink all over again.
Yeah, honestly, the only thing that would be quite interesting is if we found her. Found her license, you know, all that fun stuff. That would be cool.
I'm like, oh, girly, give me her phone number.
Literally, maybe we can message her and just be like, just tell us. We won't tell anybody. Like,
I can do some private investigation for free.
Exactly. Anyway, well, that's it, guys. I don't know what that last one was. If you have any insight.
Yeah, but I was going to say, please, if you have any kind of insight into something us we're missing. Us being
confused for like 30 minutes is what that topic's going
to
be called.
Literally. But I would love to know more because I'm just... I feel unfulfilled. That's
so funny. Like, I just felt like it was just going to come. Like, we were just going to, like, totally, it was just all going to be full circle.
I was going to say, something was going to be full circle where it's going to be, like, an aha moment. But it was just like, huh?
Well, hopefully you enjoyed being confused with us. At least we, you know, got to hang out together. That's what matters. Well, anyway, we love the internet.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. What about it?
Right.
Oh, God, all of mine are just people sad with the election. I don't have a whole lot of variety here. You know what? I'm going to share something that is not new by any means, but is it a fun time? It is. And that's all I can say. What I love about TikTok is I had never seen the clip of Fergie on the Good Morning America. Have you?
I think I have, but this is going to be a refresher.
It literally was just never on my radar. And then TikTok just said, here you go. And this was actually posted in 2021. Still never saw it. And then recently it's just been coming back up and it's so good. On screen, it says me, I'm 100% having an early night tonight. And then me at 2 a.m. Although the caption doesn't really matter, but it still makes it a little funnier. Why?
For a second, I didn't even realize that she was putting her hand out. I'm like, what literally, kind of coke did she do?
And I'm not even worried about getting copyrighted, because what is that? No, but seriously, no, that, and it was in my head, the entire New York trip in the airport, I kept singing that. I was like, no, wow! It's so intoxicating.
Not TikTok putting the caption, the actions in this video are performed or supervised by professionals, do not attempt.
I would agree with that. That's far, by the way, if you're not watching it, it's Fergie literally doing one-handed cartwheels for no reason. They're very impressive, honestly. I mean, yeah. But and she had to have rehearsed them and people had to okay it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, do her own thing, actually. It feels a little impromptu. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun times. Oh, love TikTok for bringing that gem back into my life or into my life because it never was in my life, sadly.
That is a gem for sure. Okay. I have two little cows.
I think it's time these little girls go explore the barn. There's only one rule. No doo-dooing on the concrete floor.
Come on.
Posey, I know you can be so brave. You want to be the first one?
Oh, shit. Blankets. That is so cute.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You did it. Duncan, you good? Come on. What you think?
A little tippy-tapping.
Oh, we had to do a little hop.
I love it.
What do you think about Merlin? Not the high heel sound.
Oh, tell her, Pumpkin. Oh. Oh
my God.
We're putting it in turbo drive. What do y'all think about this? It's such a big, crazy world. Oh, we're getting frisky. Do You look like a little buffalo. I say it every single time. But it's just so true. If y'all want to know how tiny they are, you could literally rock them on that bench.
Oh my God.
Be like, hey, thieves. Oh yeah. No, no, that's the alfalfa. Keep on moving. It's been dark for 2 hours. I'm ready to hit the hay, girl. I am so proud of both of you. Nobody doo-dooed on the concrete. That was very nice of you. Let's do this again soon.
Oh my God, they're so fucking cute with their little jackets. What the fuck?
I love them so much. I know, I just want to pick them up.
That almost hurts my soul. That was very cute.
I know.
Well, guys, we have to get Monday's episode up. So we have to go because the girlies are riding the two girlies that are not happy. Anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. This was an interesting episode, and you know, see what next episode brings.
Aren't they always?
They are. I have to stop acting like it's just a single event thing.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment.
But if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
For 195, we're almost there.
Oh my God. Yeah, true. Bye.
Bye, cheers.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.